this Hare Krishna movement, Srila Prabhupada's movement, is actually Radharani's movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita as being a combination of Radha Krishna. See, Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiranya. No difference between Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. So Mahaprabhu's disciples were all Manjaris. The six Goswamis, the Manjaris or the younger gopis, who are the most intimate and confidential servants of Srimati Radharani. And we can see throughout our line of acharyas, practically they were all Manjaris. Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, down to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Bhakti Vinod, Bhakti Siddhanta. And Srila Prabhupada, he was brought up next to the Radha Govinda Mandir of his cousins, the Malik family in Calcutta, in Harrison Road. And the Malik family, they're gold merchants, very wealthy aristocratic family in Calcutta. And because they were very wealthy, every day they would distribute kachoris and halva cooked in pure ghee. So every day many, many sadhus, they knew this secret, and they would congregate there to get this wonderful mahaprasad. And Srila Prabhupada's father would make a point of inviting one of these sadhus every day for lunch. And he would satisfy them like that. And then he would, when they would offer ashirvad, benediction, he would request them, "You please bless my son that he becomes a good servant of Radharani." So we have been requested to talk on loyalty to Srila Prabhupada today. And I just want to impress on you all how this is a very, very unique opportunity for those who want to get the very secret, confidential shelter of being engaged by Srimati Radharani in Lord Krishna's service. This is a very, very great privilege. We have a word, aparad. Aparad comes from aradhanam, or the worship of Lord Krishna. Aradhanam, upajayate, that you get distanced from this aradhanam. Basically, Radharani is doing all the service to Krishna. And when we become qualified, she also engages us. So the qualification that we need to get is described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he recites the verse Trinada Pi Sunichena. One must become more lowly, feeling himself more humble than the grass that everyone walks on. One must be more tolerant than the tree. One must offer all respects to others and never expect any respect for oneself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that one should wear this verse. It's actually the third verse of his Shikshashtaka, was eight verses that he wrote. But he says that one should wear this verse around his neck so that we always remember. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, "I raise my hand in the air." And he said, just to emphasize how important it is to qualify like that. So when one qualifies, then one can become a good servant or instrument of Srimati Radharani's engaging in Krishna's pleasure, Krishna's service. So it's a wonderful and very unique opportunity. And the very simple way to get this is by trying to sincerely follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Srila Prabhupada is the most powerful, empowered representative of this line of spiritual masters coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has synthesized the essence of all these liberating processes of Krishna consciousness. And if we just sincerely try and follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, which means attending Mangalati, Tulsi Puja, worshipping Lord Narasimhadev, doing our japa, and then assisting Guru Puja, and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, like this, engaging in the service of Krishna throughout the day. In Srila Prabhupada's time, we used to also in India have Tulsi Puja in the evening also. I remember in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada told us that once that we Westerners could become devotees because we're worshipping Tulasi Maharani. It's just like every day when we worship her, we sing, please give me the privilege of devotional service. It's a very, very great privilege. So one must be very humble, and one must also beg for this privilege. It's a very rare and very unique chance that we're getting. And every day in India, we used to also have Bhagavad Gita class in the evening. And Srila Prabhupada would often lecture in Hindi, and he instructed us that even though we didn't understand the Hindi, he wanted us to sit and be there. He said, by this transcendental sound vibration, you will be purified. And then we would end the day with a Krishna book reading while we drank very hot milk. Srila Prabhupada, like this, has given a formula by which we can go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Srila Prabhupada explains that all the other pious activities, there's one very nice book, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness, which is based on Srila Prabhupada's lectures. But in there, he describes that you get so many pious activities like austerity, charity, self-control. But he says all these are like the tapping of a goldsmith. A goldsmith, he has a small flame, he puts the gold, and then he has a small hammer and he shapes it. But he said this Krishna consciousness movement is the blacksmith method. He said with one blow, you finish all your material contamination. All your sinful activity is nullified. This is the great hammer of Balaram. Balaram, he has two weapons. He has the plow and he has his mushala. Mushala is a grinding mortar, like a club. So when we qualify by humility and by sincerely wanting shelter, then Guru Krishna Prasadi by Balaram will accept us. Krishna will send us to the Guru. And the Guru, he will, with his plow, he will eradicate all the weeds of our sinful desires and make a garden in our heart where he can plant the seed of the devotional vine or creeper. And then he keeps us in the fire of Krishna consciousness. Like a blacksmith, he has a furnace. And this fire is not an ordinary fire. With the ventilation, it becomes a white hot fire. And then like this, the Guru, he... because it's not enough just to get the weeds uprooted and then leave that heat of Guru's mercy, and then again our hearts become cold, steel-like. We have to let the Guru forge our intelligence and our Atma, our mind, intelligence, and self, into a Dhyan Asi, a sword of knowledge, by which we can cut these attachments to unnecessary and unwanted material absorption or life. So this is the great mercy of properly taking shelter of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, we sing every day in Guru Puja. Prema bhakti jaha hoite. He is giving this prem bhakti. The Guru, there's one very nice katha, I'll just read it quickly. It's in the Prema Vilas, a very famous Vaishnava literature which has the biography of many of our saints. It describes how once Lord Chaitanya, he was going to Kanai Natashala, and he was totally absorbed in the ecstasy of Kirtan. And he would roar like a lion. It's just like in the holy name of Ram, there's three parts, Ra, A, and M. So Ram means the reservoir of all pleasure. When we're very satisfied, we naturally say, Ah. When something's very nice, we say, Mmm. But the Ra aspect, we don't really know. This is when you get such deep ecstasy that you roar like a lion. So Lord Chaitanya was roaring like that very often. And in Kanai Natashala, what was he roaring? Narottam, Narottam, Narottam. So afterwards, Lord Nityananda asked him, who is this Narottam? So Lord Chaitanya, he knew who Lord Nityananda was. And he said, my Lord, you do not know your own glories. When we travel to Jagannath Puri and from there to here, every day you were shedding torrents of tears out of intense love of God. He said, I managed to capture your divine love and save it. Now I am keeping it here in the Padmavati River for Narottam Das. So Narottam Das was the successor of the Goswamis. We use a lot of his songs when we do our daily worship, like the Guru Puja song is the first song or first instruction that he gives in one of his two most important books. So like this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has very cleverly empowered our spiritual masters with Nityananda Mahajan's Prema Dhan, this great treasure of love. And we can get this love through Srila Prabhupada and his bona fide representatives. So loyalty to ISKCON is actually the greatest benediction that we can come across in this miserable material world. Srila Prabhupada, I can just finish with one nice little pastime which not many devotees know. When I was, when Srila Prabhupada left, they put me in charge of his Samadhi Mandir planning in the Vrindavan Dham. And I was liaising in Delhi with some of the top architects there, trying to come up with a conception, because it was quite difficult. It was just in front of Krishna Balaram's temple. And then there was the Gurukul on the one side, so to try and design something that would harmoniously fit in there was quite a challenge. So one day I was coming back from Vrindavan by train, and at the Delhi station, I bumped into my godbrother, Babu Shira Prabhu. He was a brahmachari then, and he had been part of the library party, Babu Muni's library party, going around India in vans and getting reviews and putting Srila Prabhupada's full sets of books in the libraries and the colleges and the universities around India. So he had just been to interview Srila Prabhupada's first disciple from Jhansi, Prabhakar Mishra. So actually Srila Prabhupada, when he was staying in Jhansi, before he took sannyas, he had a deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which he finally gave to his sannyas guru Keshav Maharaj. So Mahaprabhu came in a dream, because Srila Prabhupada had started the translation of the Srimad Bhagavatam there. So Mahaprabhu came in a dream and told him, go and meet Prabhakar Mishra, a Sanskrit scholar, professor in the university, and he will help you with your translations. So Srila Prabhupada just immediately went. He didn't know who this person is or what he was. And he approached the university grounds and he saw this gentleman walking. And he said, I'm looking for Prabhakar Mishra, who was a young professor. And he said, oh, that's me. So then he actually became, he started living with Srila Prabhupada in the temple called the Radha Memorial in Jhansi. And and he also would accompany Srila Prabhupada on Harinams in all the towns and villages around Jhansi. And he got initiated by Srila Prabhupada. His initiated name was Haridas. And anyway, he came in one Friday evening from Delhi, and when he walked into the temple, he immediately sensed an otherworldly atmosphere. And then there was this incredible perfume. And Srila Prabhupada was chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And he had this huge kadamba garland, which was right down to the floor. And Srila Prabhupada was always very embarrassed to show his ecstasies. So that evening they took rest. And the next day, when after the morning program, they were preparing prasadam, so Prabhakar Mishra, he questioned Srila Prabhupada. He said, what happened last night? He said, where did you get this garland? Usually kadamba flowers are the size of ping pong balls, and they're very rare in Jhansi, because it's semi-desert there. So he was very astonished, where did Prabhupada get that garland? Because the kadamba flowers were big like tennis balls. And then Srila Prabhupada admitted that I was feeling some love for Krishna, and he suddenly appeared before me and gave me his garland. And when I wanted to fall at his feet, he disappeared. So we were actually very, very fortunate to be affiliated with this movement and under the wonderful shelter of Srila Prabhupada. So please be very loyal to him. In Mauritius, there's a tendency of a lot of devotees to act independently without dovetailing to the representatives of Srila Prabhupada, who are his established authorities. Prabhu Kripamoy was nicely explaining this, how ISKCON, the name ISKCON, anything that's printed in ISKCON's name, this is Srila Prabhupada's property. So we should always dovetail our preaching endeavors with the blessing of his representatives, who are the temple presidents, the GBC, the senior devotees. So please, in this way, you will continually make rapid progress. There won't be any apparat by which you will get distanced from Radharani engaging you in Krishna's service, and your life will become totally successful. Thank you very much. Thank you.